Hi guys, we continue from last week, the Histeklut Pnimit Perek Chet, and we are talking about Midat Godlo של האור נמשך, הנמשך, תלויה במידת עביותו של המסך. So of course the question is, what is it that Rabbi Isaac Luria, what's Rabbi Ashlag want to tell us here? מידת גודלו של האור הנמשך, the אור הנמשך, אור הנמשך, נמשך mean to draw down. So the size, the measurement of that light that we draw down, what draw the light down? Desire. Desire. תלויה במידת עביותו של המסך. It all depends on the roughness, on the thickness of the masach, of the curtain. Now the idea is we drawing the light, or is the kli, is the vessel, is the container drawing the light, or the masach, the curtain drawing the light, or the light being nimshach, being activating that existent, you know? והנה נתבהר היטב. איך כל מידת גודלו של השפעת האור העליון בנאצל, the all measurement, the all size of the השפעת האור העליון בנאצל, to have that upper light influence or share within the emanated, within the receiver, תלויה במידת עביותו של המסך. It all depends on how thick is the curtain, how thick is the מסך. שהעביות גדולה יותר, דיינו מבחינה ד', if you have בחינה ד', if you have a strong desire, you need to build a strong prevention, because the deal we had with the Creator, we don't want to receive. We don't want to receive, and for that reason, us don't want to receive, we create a curtain. And then when we create that curtain, if the pump belongs that, it's kind of strong, and our mission is to prevent ourselves from receiving, so we don't go to the same system of bread of shame and all of that that we studied before, then we have to be very strong not to receive. We know that's not going to last, because the light want to share. So the light eventually break the masach. So it doesn't matter how much you say no, 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 no. The light say yes, 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 yes. So what is exactly that game about? It's the time. It's the time, the capability to keep yourself away from receiving. That's the people who want to respect you. Okay, so you have one person who want to respect you. Your neighborhood, only one person like you. And even that person who like you is uneducated, he doesn't look good, nothing about him is good, but you have at least one person who respect you. Feel good. You run away from that kavod, you run away from that honor, from that respect. You work on yourself. No, no, no. You build a masach. Then that person happened to know his uncle is kind of famous, and he bring 100 people. Now you have 100 people respecting you. Whoa. Now we have to build a bigger masach, because the kavod, the pride and the ego, you push even more. Now those 100 people are really happy with one word you said. They're not sure you're good, but one word you said, then they bring thousands of people. Now you have a lot of respect. You start to believe in yourself. Maybe I'm very special, but I remember that I have to push back. So you push back those thousands of people not to respect you, and then it become millions of beautiful people, smart people, money people, everything, everybody believe you are the Messiah. What are you going to do then? So that's called Bechina Dalet. That's called you have to build a strong curtain for the light to touch that curtain, as we studied before, and then create a Ochozer, returning light. So tell us, Rav Ashlag, שהאביות הגדולה יותר דיינו הבחינה דל מושפעת וקומרת קטר. והפחות ממנה מושפע רק בקומת חוכמה. What is the size of the aviut? What is type of light? What is the type of light that going to aviut the Bechina Dalet? If you have the Bechina Dalet, if you have the fourth phase, above that they have a strong curtain to prevent that light to come in. What type of light is coming to that type of aviut, to that type of thickness, to that type of thick masach? What type of light is coming to a strong desire, like the four phases, keter, the highest level. The highest level. Mushpat b'komat keter. V'apachot b'mena mushpat b'komat chokhmah. If the curtain will be the third level, that's been below that, the pump is not that strong. So only till level of Chokhmah. Ad l'masach hazach v'yoter, until the masach which is totally clear, zach mean clear, almost like the word in Hebrew, zechuchit, mean glass. What is glasses? It's actually a window. When you look through a window made of glasses, you can see the sun, you can see outside, you can see everything. Some people know to clean the glasses so well that you can run into it. You don't even know there is a masach. You don't even know there is a curtain. That's why it's called zechuchit in Hebrew. Zechuchit from the word zach. Zach means clear. It's clear. It's you see through. See through. So, until the masach azach biyoter shenor, elyon mashpia lo klum. What happened to a masach which is look like mirror? Not mirror, like a glass. How many of the light come back from the glass? It's almost nothing, if not nothing. Mashpia lo klum. Mitam shen bo aviut. There is no aviut there. There is no thickness there. So it's not reflect. But if you take the glass and put behind it a foil, you know, like a foil paper, it become a mirror, you know, because then it return everything back. It push everything back. So what we learn from this section from Rav Ashlag, that the light that nimshach, the amount of light that is been drawn or been coming, is based on the masach. Once you know the masach, you know also the vessel in the container below that. If you know it's a strong masach to prevent a lot of light, then you know below that there's a strong desire, which is p'china dalet, which is malchut. Midat godlo shel haor hamitlabesh tluya bezakut hakli. But if we talk about itlapshut, now we saw before that we call the guy itmashchut, limshoch. How much can you draw light? That depends on the aviut of the masach. That depends on the thickness of the masach. But if we talk about mitlabesh haor, midat godlo shel haor hamitlabesh tluya bezakut hakli. This is depend on zakut. How clear is the vessel, how pure is the vessel, how less density there is in the vessel, or in the container, if you want to call it that way. Unam kol ze amur klape hashpat vitpashtut haor elyon el hanetzar. All of that has to do with how much affinity you have between the emanator to the emanator, from the giver to the receiver. Ki kol hamashpia umashpia davar האב יותר, כי כל מה שמצליח האב יותר, המתפשט לו האור, העליון ביותר. Because if you want to influence something, if you want to give something, you're always going to give to something below. That's the law of gravity in our physical universe, but there is the law of spirituality. You can only give to somebody who's below you. You can't give to somebody who's above you. It's not because gravity. Even wisdom. Can a wise man teach somebody who's not wise, but can a wise man teach you a wisdom that you're not familiar with? Then you can receive it. What happened if a wise man tried to teach you something you already know? You have a masach, you have a curse, it's not going to go in. You're wasting time. And so it's always good to, when you talk to people, good to ask that question. Can I tell you something? Would you listen to what I'm about to say? Yeah, sometimes it's work. I'm just using some words technology. כל מה שהמסך אב יותר הרי מתפשק לו האור העליון ביותר. אמנם כלפי סדרי הקבלה של הנצל, את האור העליון אינו כן, אלא האור החשוב יותר מקובל בכלי הזך יותר, והשפל מקובל בכלי אב. It's very interesting what Rav Ashlag is telling us. When we are talking about המשכה, meaning receiving, is different than השפעה, meaning nourishing. Why? Because when you are mashpia, when you are influencing something, you have to influence something lower. So in the end of this paragraph, say Rav Ashlag Ublam, a Kabbalah של הנאצל, receiving of the emanated, the receiver, אינו כן, אלא האור החשוב יותר מקובל בכלי הזך יותר. There is a paradox. The greatest light can only come to where? To the greatest clean vessel that has an affinity with the light. Very simple. But what's the pump that draw the most amount of light is a klia av yoter, is the vessel which is more dirty, more thick. So for example, Malchut will draw the light that belongs to Keter. But Malchut can never receive the light that belongs to Keter. Malchut can only draw the light. But Keter is the one who's going to receive that light. Because Keter has an affinity with that light. It's more clear. What does it mean in life? A lot of time you're drawing things. You come up with different idea, money idea, fame idea. I don't know what idea, different idea. You're drawing that thing into your life, but it's not necessarily you're going to receive it. You're drawing it that the other four levels will receive it. It's a very important understanding in life. Because a lot of people are doing a lot of work and they're expecting some results for the work. You don't know. You don't know. And I'm teaching it on video. I don't know who's going to watch that video one day. I don't know. So my job is to share that knowledge and information through the camera, through the web, and to the world. Let's say today somebody sent it to somebody in China. Can you imagine? I don't know if somebody in China watch it. I just had lecture before, somebody from Australia was watching it, surprisingly. We don't know where things will go. We don't know. But the idea is we share. So base, who's going to draw it? Who's going to... So it could be somebody drawing all the light, but they will never receive that light. The one with the strongest desire is the one who is arranging everything to go into place. But he's not the one who receives everything. For that reason, those of you who know the story from Wednesday, not Wednesday, the day Wednesday, Wednesday from the day of creation, when the sun and the moon had a debate or argument. And the moon basically said, I'm the strongest vessel, I'm the strongest receiver. The sun is the Eran Pin. The sun is the Eran Pin, it's less than me. I can draw the whole light for the world. And God said to the moon, Lechimo atit atzvech. Go make yourself smaller because you belong to the end of time, with the end of the tikkun, when the temple will be built and the resurrection will happen. That's when Malchut come into full fruition, full manifestation and draw all that light, and it still will be belong to Malchut as well. But until then, it doesn't work like that. Malchut is the engine that draw everything, and that's why it says in the end of time, Bayom ahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad, the vessel. U v'shmo, U, the light, Shmo, his vessel, will be one. It will be complete. That all the pieces of the puzzle will come together. And that's what it says here. The difference between, again, itlapshut le'meshicha. What Moshech, strongest Moshech, is Malchut drawing Keter. But the itlapshut, only the light that belonged to Keter happened to be Yechida, you know, belong to Keter. So it's important understanding, I think. בכלים העליונים באים תחילה, ובהערות התחתונים באים תחילה. זה מה שאמרנו לאל, we already studied it, שכל המשפיע משפיע בדבר האב יותר, אבל כל המקבל מקבל הדבר הזך יותר. It's a rules in Kabbalah that say that whatever influence in something thicker and lower, and whatever is received, is received through something more clean. Make almost no sense, but we need to explain it. It's exactly what I said before. וכדי להסביר לך הדברים האלו, אבהר לך סדר כניסת האורות אל הנאצל. To fully understand that, you have to understand how the light going into the receiver. How the light going into the emanated. לאחר התיקון, after the תיקון. שאז מקבל האורות לאט לאט. The light going slowly, slowly. What does that mean? Al seder ha-madrega. If there is no time in spirituality, why is it le'at le'at? So we know le'at le'at, slowly, slowly, mean madregot, levels. Shebitchila masig or ha-nefesh. We know that the orot, the light has name, and hopefully it will be written one day on the screen. You know, we have the nefesh, we have the ruach, we have neshama, we have chayayin, we have yechida. Okay? Shebitchila masig or ha-nefesh. So if you look at the light, how they go in, if I can make like a cartoon or a movie from that, you can see Nefesh is going first to Keter, and then Ruach coming to Keter, then Neshama coming to Keter, then Chaya coming to Keter, then Yechida. What happened to Nefesh now? Oh, very good question. Nefesh went all the way down to where? To Malchut. So it has to be five light, five vessels, or five containers, and it's go. But the first light that come in is coming first to Keter.
שבתחילה משיג אור הנפש ואחר כך משיג אור הרוח וכו'. עד לאור יחידה, שבכלים הוא להפך, שמתחילה משיג כתר ואחר כך אור מה.
So, if we look at that, first נפש going into כתר, but נפש don't belong to כתר. We know the light of נפש connect to מלכות, it's connect to the last ספירה. What is it doing in כתר? Because it can only be מתלבש, מתלבש in clothing, only in the higher vessel. But משיכה, drawing that light, is different. מלכות drawing what? יחידה. מלכות drawing יחידה. Will מלכות ever receive יחידה? No, never, never. It's never going to receive יחידה. But it's drawing יחידה. Drawing יחידה. But the יחידה, eventually, try to think of it like, you fill up maybe ice cream cone, you know, that soft ice cream. The amount of ice cream that's going to go into that cone is already decided what's going to go where, right? When it's in the machine. The tip of the cone, that's the filling of kettle. This come in the end. Try now to imagine that the cone itself has a personality and it can draw 5 levels of light. So the bottom of the cone drawing the upper of the cone, but he will never receive it. It's kind of complicated to explain. He will receive the first ice cream that went into the cone, but the top of the cone can only sit on the top, which is basically bigger. So the vessel of Malchut is smaller, okay? The capacity is smaller, but the engine or the drawer or the pump is stronger. The vessel of Keter is bigger, but the drawing there or the pump is weaker. What is Keter? No desire. Why do we call it Keter? Because it's crown. It's not even part of the head. It's like to show you that it's a vessel and not vessel. The Avraham Avinu, in the book of Formation, the Sefer Yetzirah, there is a vikuch, there is an argument. If that's really a vessel or not. And we know that it's yes and no kind of answer. So I hope you're clear with that, because I explained it before 2 times. But every time I get to it, it's like explain a lot about life, because there is people that work so hard to draw everything and other people benefit from it. And it's not a problem. Don't be jealous. If I thought about teaching a certain study for many, many years and all of a sudden other people doing it, wonderful. If Thomas Edison thought about the light, how to invent the first, I'm sure somebody else thought of it. It's like that. It's we sharing the light is coming in different shape, but the one who draw it is not the one who necessarily will have it. And I know it's upset a lot of people sometimes, but it's a nature of life. וכך הוא הסדר, שבתחלה יוצא הנאצל מבחינת 10 כלים. First, the נאצל, okay, is revealing 10 vessels. Which are Keter Chochma Bina, you know the vessel by now. Zeranpin has 6 Sefirot within it, which is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Od Yesod. Malchut. דהיינו שכלים העליונים באים תחילה. ואחר כך שמושפעת לו הנפש, תבחן שהנפש הזו באה לו בכלי הקטר. So first there is container, vessel, and now light start coming in. When the light start coming in, the light has name. So the first light is Nefesh. נבחן שהנפש הזאת באה לו בכלי בקטר. Where is the nefesh going to go? In the vessel of Keter, in the container of Keter. Why there? שהוא הכלי הזך יותר. והטעם שאין לו עוד אור הרוח, הוא מפני שהמסך שבקטר, אין לו שום אביות, ואפילו של בחינה א', בחינת אור הרוח, אינה מושפעת. Why is this light? It's a deeper explanation. Of nefesh has to go to Keter. Because if Keter doesn't have a true desire, then Keter doesn't have a true masach, a true curtain. To do any ochzer, to do any returning light. So it says here, look at that. It's very, very nice. נבחן שהנפש הזאת באה לו בכלי, כתר שהוא הכלי הזך ביותר. If we measure all the 5 vessels, כתר חומה בינה, זר, אנפין, מלכות, what will be the cleaning, the vessel, the container that has no מסך and no desire, כתר. בטעם שאין לו עוד הרוח, why you don't shine אור הרוח yet? I mean, if it's clear, let him have directly all the lights. ומפני שמסך שבקדר אין לו עוד שום אביות. Because there is no מסך, There is nothing to reveal or חוזר. ואפילו של בחינה א', או בחינת אור הרוח אינה מושפעת, אלא על ידי פגישת האור עליון, במסך את הבחינה א'. To create a revelation of the light that can totally be revealed and go to Keter, you have to create אור ישר ואור חוזר, direct light and returning light, and by meeting that מסך, you create a revelation of that light. וכיוון שהמסך הוא בכלי דה קטר שפרושו, שמסך זך בלי אביות כלל, וכן אין לו אור הנפש המיוחס למלכות. And the reason that קטר only can receive נפש, what is the light of נפש? It's not belong to him, it's belong to מלכות. But because קטר doesn't have a מסך, there's nothing that he can reveal. So the only thing he can receive is נפש. I hope it's clear. I don't want to go long on that, but I hope it's clear. כשמשיג אור הרוח, יורד אור הנפש לחוכמה והרוח מתלבש בכלי דה קטר. What happened now? After, כשקונה אביות דבחינה א', אז על ידי פגישת האור עליון במסך הזה, דבחינה א', מושפע לו אור הרוח. Now, when you have stronger desire, and now you have בחינה א', mean first phase, the first phase is a מסך, is a curtain. What kind of curtain? Curtain of the first phase. Not so strong, but still a curtain. You know, the light meet that masach. במקומו של המסך הזה הוא בכלי דה חוכמה. Where is that masach exist? In the vessel of חוכמה, below קטר. שהוא בחינה א'. ובנאפף על פי שהמסך דה כלי דה חוכמה, הוא שימשיך את אור הרוח לפרצוף. כאמור על כזה, אור הרוח מתלבש בכלי קטר, ואור הנפש היה לו מקודם, בקטר יורד לחוכמה. So what happened? The masach is in the clear of the chokhmah, is in the first phase. What is the first phase? Chokhmah. Because we know there is four phases. Chokhmah, Bina, Zer, Alpin, Malchut. And Keter doesn't, it's not considered even a phase. I said it before, it's not even considered a vessel or container. So that's why there is no masach there. I mean, there is, it's like schuchit, like a glass. It's a see-through. So, the chokhmah is masach, the prina. And that's draw the light of ruach. The light of ruach now is gonna go to keter, and nefesh now gonna go down into chokma. Batamu kedamran she besedek kabbalat aorot mitlavesh aorach hashuv bakli azachah yoter. Ravash like remind us why is it like that? Because the most amount of light or the most important light will always go to the cleaner. Vessel, the vessel which is the cleanest. The cleanest vessel is the vessel that will receive the most amount of light. So if we refer to Keter and Chokhmah, what will be the cleanest vessel? Keter. So Keter will be the one who received the Ruach, even Chokhmah did all the work. Pashtei? Kapish? והשפל ממנו בכלי האב, דהיינו בהפך מהסדר של השפעה, ולכן הרוח שהוא חשוב מהנפש עולה ומתלבש בכתר, והנפש יורד ומתלבש בחוכמה. So now נפש going down to חוכמה, and רוח going into כתר. וכשמזיג נשמה, היא מתלבשת בכלי דה כתר, והרוח יורד לחוכמה, והנפש לבינה. אחרי זה, כשקונה המסך שלו האביות בבחינה ב', now we have a different מסך, curtain of the בחינה ב', the second phase. שזה נבחן שהמסך הוא בכלי דה בינה. Where is it? It's in the vessel of בינה, in the container of בינה. אז על ידי פגישת האור עליון במסך הזה. The אינסוף give light into the מסך of בינה, מושפע לו אור הנשמה. What type of light is coming? Greater light, it's called light of נשמה. החשוב יותר מאורות הרוח ונפש. Who is more important than the נפש של רוח נשמה? So where is usually the most important light go to? To the cleanest vessel. To the most purified vessel, I should say purified, maybe that's the word. So what is going to happen? Neshama is going to go to Keter, Ruach going to go to Chokhmah, and Nefesh going to go to Bina. החשוב יותר מאוד הרוח הנפש, וגם כן הוא מקבל את אור הנשמה, דבר הזך יותר. כלומר, בכלי דה קטר, כי אור הנפש השפל בכולם, שהוא בכלי דה חוכמה, יורד לכלי לבינה. It's going back to Bina. ששם המסך דה בחינה ב'. Even Bina was the cause of bringing light of Neshama. Still, Bina doesn't get it. Bina will get the least amount of light, which is Nefesh. Because Keter is more clean, is more purified, maybe I should say. ששם המסך דבחינה מת. שהוא עתה כלי אהב מכולם. Compare, if you compare Bina, Chokhmah and Keter, what will be the strongest מסך, בינה. ואור הרוח יורד מכתר אל כלי החוכמה, and the אור הרוח coming from כתר all the way to חוכמה, ואור הנשמה חשוב מכולם, מתלבש בכלי דה כתר רזך מכולם. And the light of כתר, which is נשמה, is going now to the level of כתר. וכשמשיג אור החיה, היא מתלבשת בכתר. כשמסך שלו קונה אביות בבחינה ג', נראות המסך as a third אביות. נבחן שהמסך הוא אותה בכלי דה זהר אנפין. Now it's really rough, מסך. What level is זהר אנפין שהוא בחינה ג'. It's a third phase. ועל ידי פגישה האור העליון במסך הזה זה בחינה ג', ובמסך מיט זה בחינה ג', the light מיט זה מסך ובחינה ג', מושפע לו אור חיה. Receive already חיה. The fourth type of light. Now what's going to happen? You know already. חיה will go to כתר, right? נשמה will go to חוכמה. רוח will go to בינה. נפש will go to זהר אנפין. Even if זהר אנפין was the cause of all that light, זהר אנפין is not getting it. Because remember, light going to where is the most purified, and what ממשיך, what drawing, is most rough desire. החשוב יותר באור הנשמה, לכן צריך לקבל אותה בכלי הזך ביותר. לפיכך אור הנפש השבל מכולם, יורד בכלי דה בינה, אלא כלי דה אהבתה מכולם. So בינה was the thicker or the strongest desire before that. Now זהר אנפין become the strongest desire, so that's why the נפש has to go to זהר אנפין, שהוא כלי זה זהר אנפין. אז הבחינה, ואור הרוח שבו חוכמה יורדת על בינה, ואור הנשמה, I'm just repeating myself, יורד על חוכמה, ואור החיה, חשוב מכולם מתלבש בכלי דה כתר. ואחר כך שהמסך קונה, תעביו דה בחינה ד', once we have the strongest desire and the strongest מסך of the fourth phase, נבחן שהמסך הוא אתה בכלי דה מלכות. Now where is the curtain is actually in מלכות, that's a strong מסך. Strong curtain, I'm not letting you in. It's almost like when you go to movie theater, what do you see? You see the screen, right? We have a screen in front of us, and the projector shooting that image on the screen, and the screen bring back images to my eyes. So what am I actually seeing? I'm seeing the Or Chozer that couldn't go through the screen. What happened if the screen will be see-through? Nothing gonna happen, right? It's gonna go through. You're gonna go through, you can't see the movie. What happened if you don't have screen and you try to look to the projector in the eyes like that? You're not gonna see a thing because you need to see everything through masachim. I'm not gonna go into it right now. Anyway, שהמסך הוא עתה בכלי דה מלכות שהוא בחינה דלת. So we understand that the masach now is בחינה דלת, the fourth phase. ואז זה הפגישת האור העליון, by meeting the upper light, במסך הזה, דבחינה ד', through that מסך that called the fourth phase, מושפע לו אור היחידה, חשוב מכולם, now we come into the most important light, called אור היחידה, the light of יחידה, where is it going to go? Into כתר, שהוא מקבל אותה, על כן בדבר הזך ביותר. So what will be the most purified vessel? כתר. So what going to receive יחידה? כתר. דיינו בכלי דה כתר. לפרח אור הנפש השפל מכולם, where is the least amount of light gonna go to now? From זהר אנפין is going down to מלכות. יורד מזהר אנפין כלי המלכות, שבו המסך זה בחינה דלת, והוא אב מכולם. Where the מסך there is בחינה דלת מסך, which is the most thick מסך, ואור הרוח, and the light of the רוח, יורד מהבינה אל כלי זהר אנפין, ואור הנשמה, יורד מחוכמה אל כלי דה בינה, ואור החיה יורד מהכתר אל כלי דה חוכמה, ואור היחידה שבאדם מתלבש בכתר. So now יחידה going down to כתר, חיה going to חוכמה, הנשמה going to בינה, and רוח going to זר אנפין, and נפש, the least amount of light going to מלכות. והנה אתה הגיע כל האור מנרן חי, all the light from נרן חי, in the vessel האמיתי המיוחס לו, so everything now going back to the right place. והנך רואה את ההפרש הגדול שיש בסדר השפעת האור עליון לפרצוף לסדר התלבשות האור בכלים. There is a big difference between how the light influence the parצוף, the system, and how the light is being dressed within the vessels. כי המשפיע צריך לבחינה אהבה ביותר. Because the one that give, the force that give, needs something strong to receive. It's called ave, ave means thick. Like strong desire. כי אין אור היחידה מושפע לפרצוף, אלא כשנשאר שם מסך בכלי, לבחינה דלת דווקא. The light of יחידה, which is the strongest light that exists, cannot be מושפע לפרצוף, cannot come to the system of receiving, until you have a strong מסך. Where will be a strong מסך? Only in the בחינה דלת. Only in the fourth phase. קבוע שבקודם כל לא היית שם הביוט. הביוט קלושה ממנו, דן מבחינה ג' לא היה אפשר לאור החשוב הזה של כאן יחידה שיהיה מושפע בפרצוף. That's why this most important light cannot go in to his vessel because it's not enough. ועם כל זה, שנמשך האור החשוב הזה, לפרצוף אינו מתלבש כלי זה בחינה דלת, אלא בסך כולם דן בכלי קדם. So it's kind of a paradox. רבש לכל את הופכיות, אורות וכלים. Opposite of light and vessels. Meaning, the greatest light draw by the least purified vessel, but being received by the most purified vessel. In life, we have four categories of people, right? Or five. We have Keter people, we have Chokmah people, we have Bina people, we have Zeran people, we have Malchut people. Now you know why you call him David HaMelech. He was controlling Malchut. Malchut. He was in charge of Malchut. That was his job. To basically doing everything so his son, King Shlomo, HaMelech Shlomo, the King Solomon, will build the temple. Which the temple is Malchut too. So King David's job was to bring everything into manifestation. So people who come from Malchut level, their mission is just to create things that for later on will be available for everybody else. That's a job. That's a job. They draw the most amount of light, but they're not necessarily going to receive it. What about people in Keter? People in Keter doing nothing and will receive everything. So there is people like this. Nobody is bad or good. It's just a system. And for that reason, we need to find out to work together as one unified group. Once we learn to understand there is five type of people, we're going to learn to work together. You know, some people meant to make money. They're good at that. It's a blessing of the end soft. Some people know how to be beautiful. You know, not just, they're born, they have beauty, they have chen. Chen. You know, chen meaning they walk into the room, they have chen, they have, it's not just charisma, they have chen, it's kind, it's something energy around them. You know, some people are wise. Wise, genius, coming from chokmah. Every person coming from different level. Together we completing each other. But very difficult because when you meet five type of people in that sense, very difficult to put them together because everybody thinks it's better than the others. You know, it's like almost like my organs will start fighting in my body who's better. Is the feet better than the hand? Well, the feet carry the body. What about the hand? It's bringing the food. What about my mind is taking out? It's all a system. We're all coming from that system and together, we got to find the system or a wise man from Chokhmah who can put it all together so we can unify the whole world, the 7.2 billion people, and to start define them. Are you Keter people? Are you Chokhmah people? Are you Bina people? Are you Zera people? And not to judge Chaz Shalom. Nobody is worse than the other or better than the other. You know how to do it. Some people know how to make money. They're born. This is their thing. So what does that make them better? No, this is what they came here to do. Some person better to study, some person better to teach, some person better to be kind, chesed. You know, yes, chasadim, can help himself. It's all good. There's no, if we get the judgment out of the system, we're going to see the system. We're going to see the system, but until we don't remove the judgment, we need masachim, we need curtain, so we can see the movie. Otherwise, we're stuck. We're stuck because we're judging everybody. We're not allowed people to be who they are, so for that reason, we cannot be who we are. When you judge somebody else that they cannot be who they are, how can you be who you are? Because they are part of you. If they are, let's say, people of Chokhmah, you have Chokhmah of you too. Everybody is part of everybody else. So if you let people be, then the universe will allow you be. But because we are separating, and we use all kind of excuse, religion, color of the skin, where we live, the weather, and all kind of things that has nothing to do with those 10 sefirot,
זה פרובלם. צדיק באמונתו יחיה, איש באמונתו, you know, you have to let. I'm just going to read this last paragraph before I let you go. Then I let you go. אבל דבר זה, בחינת אור החיה, שאינה מושפעת כי במסך של כלי זה רנפין, בכל מקום שמתלבש בנאצל, אינה מתלבש בכלי זה רנפין, אלא בכלי הזך יותר. גם בכלי דה קטר, כמובן. ועל ידי זה, בחינת אור הנשמה, אינו מושפע אלא במסך אב, בבחינה ב' בכלי דבינה. אינו שמתלבש בו, אינה מתלבש בכלי דה קטר. כן, אור הרוח, שאינו מושפע אלא במסך דה בחינה. זה חוכמה, בכל מקום שמתלבש בו, אינו מתלבש בכלי דה חוכמה, אלא בכלי הזך יותר, אינו כלי דה קטר. So he's going through in צד גימל, he's going through the same thing that we studied so far, that the התלבשות is always, you know, in the כלי הזך יותר, in the most purified vessel in the system. So if Keter was the only vessel in the beginning, so that's the most purified vessel. So that's where Nefesh gonna go. But once you have Keter and Chochmah, Keter is more purified than Chochmah. Once you have Keter Chochmah Bina, then Keter is more purified than Keter Chochmah Bina. Once you have Keter Chochmah Bina Zeran Pin, then you understand? So it's always mitlabesh, always going in to the most purified vessel. But it's always been drawn by the strongest vessel, meaning strongest desire, but no strongest desire, but no capability to receive. So it's not clear, it's not clean, it's not purified as Keter. And the clear zachar to dano clear kavur. Aresh kol or veor abal apartzuf and no balo betchila ele beklid Keter. So every light has to go through Keter first. Every light has to go through Keter first. That's why when you pour a tea into the cup. It's a physical example, which is terrible, but at least to imagine something, you see that the water go through the cup in the beginning before it hit the bottom. So if we can freeze the picture, you can see the water before it touched the bottom, right? It's in the air, it's like in the middle. So is that water going through Keter? Yes. But Keter doesn't have a masach to lalbi, so the water has touched the bottom, which is the first masach, and then go up. I hope you understand that example. כדמה שכל המקבל לא מקבל אלא בכלי הזך יותר, ואף על פי שהשפעה הגיעה לו בכלי האב, יותר ואבן את אבן. Please understand it very carefully. Next time we're going to study about the עיגולים, the difference between the circular and the linear, how they receive light differently than the linear. That's what we're going to do. Sorry for being a little bit short with you tonight. Hopefully we're going to see you all soon. Thank you.